It's time for your comments, pulled from the emails and voicemails we get. We read and listen to them all. Last week, we ran a variety of segments about New Orleans 1 year after Hurricane Katrina. Thomas Mahoney of Mobile, Alabama, found them informative, but he had this suggestion for us. Over 100 miles from New Orleans, I lost my home and most of my belongings to the storm surge. As I start to rebuild my life, I see little or no coverage of how Mobile was affected. Most of the fishermen in the area lost their boats, and many homeowners had flood and wind damage. Maybe this letter will spark an interest. Also last week, we ran a piece by Marianama Donqua about learning to swim. She was sparked by Katrina. From Urbana, Illinois, Marcus Casey emailed his memory of swimming class. When I was an undergraduate at Howard University, a course in swimming was required to graduate. Although I was not afraid of the water and knew the basics of swimming from my childhood, I hated the idea that I was forced to take this class when no other college or university that I knew of had it as a requirement. Now I'm glad HU had that requirement. One time I was able to help a friend of mine to safety after she was pushed into the deep end of the pool. And this summer, I gave a few people pointers on treading water. In light of recent history, I think these are good skills for all to have. Last Thursday, our roundtable gave Senator Barack Obama a hard time for remarks he made suggesting that the government of Kenya should look at corruption within its walls. Several roundtable members attributed Obama's words to inexperience in foreign policy. Mark Hoffman of Silver Springs, Maryland, emailed us afterwards. He said, "Your commentators missed something very important about the senator's remarks. He is no stranger to the situation in Kenya, and he has a large extended family to tell him exactly what day-to-day life is like there, including the crippling effects of corruption. Don't condemn him for speaking out. He is a smart, upright man who tells it like it is, who is willing to speak the truth plainly. Congratulate him for it." Fred Icor in Crystal City, Missouri, listens to us on KWMU in St. Louis. He thought our roundtable was right on Tuesday when it talked about TV.
"I think you guys are right. Television is a vast wasteland. The only thing I watch anymore is Law and Order. That's because I'd like to see the lawyers put away the bad guys."
Finally, Gavin Singleton, who listens in Washington, D.C., had this note of gratitude. "I majored in African and African-American studies. I'm also a media junkie. In my opinion, this is the most intelligent hour an African-American can spend listening to the radio or watching television. The problem is, the word's not out that it exists. I'm emailing my friends about it." Hey, perhaps some of you out there can do the same. All of our programs are archived at npr.org if your friends want to do some catching up on past episodes. And remember that we appreciate all of your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.